Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a second consecutive victorious edition of Believe in Saints. He is Terrence Copper. I am David Grubb. And that's right, 2 weeks in a row now, the Saints have won games. They're still alive in the playoff hunt. A 17-10 win over Cleveland in the coldest game in the history of the franchise. TC, man, the team down 10 and fought the elements, fought back. It was a good win.
It was a great win. To be down 10 in those elements and having the type of year that you're having, we could have easily folded. Easily folded, you know, and we're just ready to get on the plane, get out of this cold weather, get back to New Orleans, you know, get back heated up. But the fact we stuck with it and fought as hard as we did to come back and get a victory, that was huge for the team confidence and for the program.
I mean, it's the first time this season they won back-to-back games. Defensively, again, you got to give so much credit to that defensive unit. They did a great job in shutting down Nick Chubb. You know, he had 90 yards, but it was a hard 90, and the Browns could not run the ball well. And they did it, I mean, in really bad conditions. You do what you can against the passing game. They got two sacks. You get the big interception at the end. The defense, once again, did its job.
They did. And not just Chubbs, but you look at Hunt as well. I look at Chubbs and Hunt as probably – the best two running backs duo, besides, you know, you have the Cowboys, Pollard and Ezekiel. I look at those two guys as probably the next two when it comes to duos. Maybe not stat-wise, but potential-wise. Both of those guys can play. And then you're throwing into Deshaun Watson at the quarterback position. And you still managed to shut those guys down the way you did in that type of weather, where in that type of weather, offense is the advantage. Defense, because defense have no idea where the offensive players are going, and the field conditions are terrible. They just got to react to it. And for us to really shut them down in that type of situation and also get two sacks, you know, so you got to take your hats off to that team. They played a great game. I also like some of the play calling that the Saints had when it comes to how we were using Kamara and how we was using Taysom. I love the way we was using kind of the power back type of offense when it comes to those guys running the ball, getting downhill. So you got to take your hats off to the Saints, man. The defensively, just collective win, period.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the offensive side, and the game really flips. Saints down 10-0, and it flips the last drive of the second quarter, first drive of the third quarter. Saints get their 10 points right back on those two drives. On those two drives, I'm going to give you these numbers. Saints ran 19 plays, 125 yards, took up 9 minutes and 27 seconds. Of those 125 yards, 94 by Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara in some combination, running the ball of those 75% of the yards came from Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara on those two scoring drives. You had the third scoring drive in, the short one after the turnover, and they get the ball. So that was a 15-yard drive. So for the total on 140 yards worth of scoring drives, Kamara and Taysom Hill accounted for 100 of the 140 yards. And we talked about that before the game, that this was a game that you were going to have to hand the ball off to those two guys and let them do what they do. Taysom gave you big runs. Alvin gave you consistent runs.
That was huge. Honestly, I feel like moving forward, we need to kind of do that the entire time, because we only threw, what, 15 passes? If you can limit your quarterback to throwing 15 passes and you still come away with a victory, that is a winning formula. So I would definitely kind of stick to that format. Of course, throw the ball when you need to throw it. And you have good receivers that you can throw it to. But the fact we only threw the ball 15 times and we still came away victorious on the road in those type of conditions, that's huge. And that's something that we can mock moving forward. So like I said, with the next few games.
I mean, Shaheed, you know, Jarvis Landry out, and Shaheed still comes up with a couple big catches. You know, this kid is developing, and we're seeing you found some other complementary pieces. But like you said, you go into these final two games in particular, and you say you go back on the road in the cold at Philly, which means, again, you're going to have to control the clock and run the football. You know Philly wants to run the football, and it all depends on what the status of Jalen Hurts is. If Philly needs this game because they're still trying to hold off Minnesota to get home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. So Philly needs this game, but we don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be available with that sore shoulder. And if he is, the Saints then even more than normal need to make sure they control the clock, because we've seen the last 2 years going to Philly how good this Eagles team is against the Saints in particular in running that football.
Yes, and the Eagles, they're a good team, period. With Hurts or without Hurts. If you look at what they did against the Cowboys with Minshew in there, he threw for over 400 yards as well. You know, so you have to go into this game understanding that you got to bring your hard hat, and you have to control the clock. You have to win on third downs as well to kind of keep the momentum going and keep those drives going. So they're gonna have their hands cut out for them. Whether you have Hurts at the quarterback position or Gardner Minshew, they're gonna have to play. I think their skill sets are different. So that's what it's going to come down to. How do you prepare for this team if you don't know which quarterback is going to play, because they have two different skill sets?
Yeah, because Minshew's going to be in the pocket, whereas Hurts can hurt you with both the legs and the arm. And quite frankly, is probably still the front runner for MVP in the NFL if he can finish out the season healthy. But – you know, going back to yesterday, I want to talk about the conditions and just overcoming that. And when people talk about cold, and you talk about the coldest game in Saints history, it was colder in Cleveland on Saturday than it was at the North Pole. It was colder in Cleveland on Saturday than it was at the North Pole. Now, you've been in these locker rooms in these games, and folks try to be tough. You know, all that stuff that defenders talk about, you know, we don't wear sleeves. We got to go out there. We don't do all this. What are the secrets then that y'all – what do you do when you walk outside onto the field and it's minus whatever double digits on that field? What are you doing to try to be warm to play that game?
So I'm going to tell you, this is what we use. All right, this is a secret. So for one, Vaseline. With me, I just put Vaseline over my entire body to give me an extra layer of skin. And then over top of the Vaseline, they have some stuff called warm skin. And that's like a lotion as well. So you put it all over your entire body. And the more you move, the more it heats up. And then for your feet, you have like some little hand warmers, where it's actually foot warmers. It's an insole that you put in your shoe. It's a real small, thin foot sole. And it heats up. It's almost like a hand warmer, but it's a sole that you put in your shoes to keep your toes from getting too cold. Then, of course, you got your hand warmer with the hand warmers on the inside. And then you take some white tape and you put it on the inside of your helmet to cover your ears up so the wind can't get into your helmet for your ears. You know, so look, it's a ton of stuff you have to do to get ready for that, to get ready for a game like that. Because, but ultimately, mentally, you have to lock in. Mentally, you have to just feel like, you know what, it's going to be cold out here, and we just can go out here in it, and you just got to stay locked in mentally and make sure the benches stay heated up.
Do you think that, you know, coming off that, you know, Saints coming back to New Orleans after that game, you know you're still in it. The odds are long. Out of all the teams, there's seven teams still fighting for two playoff spots in the NFC, and the Saints have the lowest odds of all of those teams to get there. But you're still alive. And as a player, just having that chance, even if it's a long shot, how do you approach this week of practice? You know, it was a holiday weekend. Obviously, you played on Saturday. You came home. You were with family on Sunday. Are they back at it on a holiday week? Like, are they in there today? What's the schedule going to be like? And then how do you refocus and get yourself ready for that, knowing that, again, it's a holiday and you got another game on a holiday weekend coming up with all those other things going on in life and the playoffs are on the line?
Guess what? Christmas was yesterday. So Christmas not today. We back at work today. You know, and plus, like you said, you still got a shot. And so you right back into the lab. You right back focused. There is no, I mean, of course, you have your mandatory day off that you have to have off, but there's no extra days off. We had a bye week, so we should be pretty refreshed. We had a week off a couple weeks ago, so we should be pretty refreshed, back juvenated, and you coming off a two-game winning streak. You know, that right there by itself is motivation to get back out there and get back locked in and ready for practice. So, no, there's no holding off and, you know, and taking time off. You know, it's go time. The season is almost over. You still have a chance to make it, but we got to stay locked in.
It looked like, you know, certainly Mickey Loomis was back in the locker room after the game, and it was a much different vibe than what we had at the Tampa game. You know, Mickey was excited, and I think it that to me, like you know, have been indicating all year, it's really hard for the Saints to want to move on from Dennis after 1 year. It looks like whatever the issue was, because GMs don't keep making visits. That's just not normal to just keep – whatever the issue was at the time, it wasn't employment related. It just feels like maybe it was a recheck. And now, you know, because Mickey comes back in after this win and he's just as excited as he could be for any other. I think it looks like Dennis Allen is a lock to be back next year at this point.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a lock. Like I said, and I don't – the type of organization the Saints is, they are a stand-up type organization. Mr. Loomis, he's an amazing guy. I just don't see the Saints organization. Now, I could be wrong, but I just don't see the Saints organization firing a head coach after 1 year. I just don't see it. I don't think their organization is that type of cutthroat unless something drastically just happens. They have to make a decision on it. But I've never seen them just releasing Coach Allen after 1 year unless something drastically happens. Like I said, so I think as long as they finish up the season strong, and the way they are finishing strong. Whether you make the playoffs or not, you just want to finish on a good note. And we talked about it before. And this for everybody, not just Coach Allen. This for players as well, because everybody's being evaluated right now. Nobody's job is secure. We didn't make the playoffs. If we don't make it, we didn't make the playoffs again 2 years in a row. You know, so everybody's job is on the line. It's not just the coaches. You know, so the players got to go out and perform like their job's on the line, which it is. You know, so you want to finish up strong, but I never really thought that they would get rid of Dennis Allen after the first year. It may be other changes coming, but I don't think Dennis Allen had a worry about it.
Last thing today is I wanted to get your thoughts. Trevor Penning, we finally got to get a good look at Trevor. And he looks – I mean, you know, it was a tough game to evaluate because it's a very simple – not simple, but I'm we'll say scaled down when you're playing in that kind of weather situation. The things that you're going to see are different. Your mindset is different as an offensive lineman, particularly as a rookie. But how important is it for him as a rookie left tackle to get on the field these last three games, get himself start to get acclimated in that process after missing 13, 14 weeks of the season and most of the preseason, all those things?
You definitely got to get him back out there. Like I said, just to get his feet back wet, get his timing back down, especially if this is a guy that we're moving forward with. You want to get him back on the field. Again, he's being evaluated as well, you know, even though he's young, but everybody's still getting evaluated, you know, so I feel like you have to get him back out there. And that goes for anybody that got an opportunity to get back out there and continue to play and help your team, especially down down this little run that we have going on. So we definitely have to get him back out there.
We'll see how it goes this week. We'll see what the injuries look like when we check back later in the week. But, you know, this is the definition of a must win this weekend. I mean, this is it. It's win or go home, and quite literally. So Philly's not been kind to the Saints over the years, but this is an opportunity, and this is the NFL. And on any Sunday, if the defense plays generally the way it's played this year, like there hasn't been a team that has really outclassed that defense this year. If the defense can play well and the offense can give them 17 to 21 points, then you got a shot. And that's really all you can ask for this weekend is a shot, because on paper, they don't have no business going on the road and beating Philly in Philly.
That's true. And honestly, this is a playoff game. Every game from here on is a playoff game for the Saints. If you win or you go home. If you win, you keep your hopes alive and you keep moving forward. Hopefully you have some guys or some teams can do some things for you that help you get in. But it's playoff time. The Saints playoff started early. So we got to win every game we're playing, and that's how we got to treat it. This is a playoff game. Because very well, you could play a team like this in the playoffs. You know, so that's how you got to treat it. That's how you got to prepare for it. It's do or die, win or go home.
It absolutely could be the rematch. If you end up as the last seed in the playoffs, you could end up playing Philly again. Yeah, you're right. And then that last game against Carolina at home becomes really interesting if they can win this week. I mean, week 17, 18 at home against Carolina with the playoffs on the line, that's all Saints fans could ask for considering where the season started and to where it could possibly be. I mean, it's amazing that for all the things that have gone wrong this season, here we are with 2 weeks left in the regular season and still have a shot.
And you know what the crazy thing about it is? The Carolina Panthers are feeling the exact same way. So I'm really hoping that we can win this game. I'm hoping the Saints can really win this game, because that last game of the season would be for something, whether it's the Panthers going to the playoffs or maybe it's the Saints going to the playoffs. So that, not looking forward, not looking ahead to that game. We got to take care of the Eagles first. But if we can take care of the Eagles, that last game is going to be a great game to watch if you're a football fan, period, because both of those teams are fighting for a playoff spot, and it'd be a great game to watch. So, but we got to take care of the Eagles first.
And it's not going to be an easy task. It is not an easy task. But if one thing we have learned this year, don't count out the Saints. Don't count on that. Not just this year, but whenever something is weird, the Saints are usually right there. They're right there. Right there.
Exactly.
Brother, I always appreciate talking to you. I hope you and your family had a great holiday season. And we'll talk later this week as we get ready for New Year's and hopefully another win for the Saints.
Definitely, man. Happy holidays to you and everybody else out there. Happy holidays.
All right, until the next time, this has been Believe in Saints. He is Terrence Copper. I am David Grubb, and this has been brought to you by betonline.ag. We'll talk to y'all soon. Who dat?
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.